FM, online, on DAB. This is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
More of your stories, more of your songs that take you back to a particular time in your life. And boy, are some of the stories that we're getting this morning powerful. 81333, start your message CAM. It's 27 minutes past eight. Now, headteachers from Cambridgeshire are among 1,000 from across the country marching on Downing Street today, calling for better funding for schools. The government insists it's investing record amounts in schools, but critics say a reduction in per pupil spending since 2010 has led to bigger class sizes, fewer staff, and some subjects having to be cut. Now, in Cambridgeshire, the amount of government funding per pupil is around £400 less than the England average. In some cases, it's meaning schools having to ask parents to help pay for things like kids' textbooks. Our reporter Andy Lake's at one primary school in South Cambridgeshire, where parents have got together to help buy some much-needed equipment for the children.
I've made it to Great Shelford Primary School. Chris Gray here is the head teacher. Congratulations, you're celebrating 175 years of being a school. How's it changed over the last two centuries? A lot has changed, I imagine.
Yes, that's true. Lots has changed in the last 175 years, but we're sitting here in the head teacher's keeping room with the original fireplace, so some things remain very similar here. We are celebrating our 175 years at Great and Little Shelford Primary School, and there are lots of celebratory events today and tomorrow that are taking place.
Lovely. We'll move on to them very shortly. What's it like running a school at the moment and the difficulties that you face?
Well, as you will be aware, finances are difficult for every school right through the country. But we are really supported by the members of our community. So our PTA and our governors are very, very keen to support us in our ventures.
We'll be speaking to Matt Bell, who is from the PTA, very shortly. So what are you doing to celebrate the anniversary?
So today we kick off with a church service, followed by our Key Stage 2 children have been curating exhibits that they brought into the school and looking at how life has changed through history. So quite an interactive experience for all the children and the visitors today.
Fantastic. So Matt Bell here, he's the secretary of the school's PTA. So when I was younger, PTAs organised the Christmas fair and the summer fete. Have things changed since then?
Absolutely. We still do those. We still sell homemade cakes at the gate, but a PTA these days has to be a bit more creative than that. So yes, we do have summer fairs and winter fairs, but we have, for example, a silent auction. We work very closely with the local community, local businesses, to ensure that we have a lot of financial support, which is ever more needed these days.
Is it a struggle sometimes to get the equipment you need for children at the school?
Absolutely. We try very hard, and there is a problem with lacking of funding. But fortunately, the PTA is very well supported in the local community, and we're able to come up with things to close that gap, or to nearly close that gap. We've done very well over the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, what's fantastic is I've heard you've raised nearly £50,000 over the past 2 years. What did that money go on?
We use that, for example, on improving the Wi-Fi network in the school, which is one of those sort of added extras that it's quite difficult to achieve within school budgets these days. We also came up with extra iPads for the children, which again is one of those things that's always nice to have, but it can be very difficult to find the funding through the sort of official channels.
And where you're based here in Great Shelford, you're up a lovely track. I struggled to find you, first of all, actually. It's a beautiful location to have a primary school. Your next project is to sort the playground. What do you need?
Well, basically, the playground's in a bit of a terrible state, and that's the sort of thing that perhaps you might have expected in recent decades that the local education authority could come up with the funding to find. Unfortunately, that's not the case, so part of the 175th celebrations is launching an appeal to get extra funding to make those important repairs.
And if and when it is put in, can I come back and play?
Absolutely, you can, yeah, and use some of the equipment that the PTA has helped to provide over the years as well, yeah.
Andy Lake there at Great Shelford Primary School near Cambridge.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
It's 28 minutes to nine. Gary Scott has the latest roads.